Now, I don't know whether you knew this, but many of our local town centres have chaplains, high street chaplains, and I imagine they're pretty busy this weekend. It's the first time since lockdown that many shops have been allowed to open. You may well have been out Christmas shopping on the high street, but behind the shop counters, many staff are, of course, worried about losing their jobs if their stores go out of business. We've already heard fewer people went Christmas shopping yesterday compared to the first Saturday in December last year. Well, this week's seen one of the biggest, Britain's biggest department stores, Debenhams, announce its closure, while the company running some of the best-known high street clothes shops, Topshop and Dorothy Perkins, has also gone into administration. The Reverend Noel Coe is Guildford's town centre chaplain and joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning. Nice to be with you.
Thank you very much for joining us. Well, then, from a faith perspective, what do you think the effect on people working on high streets now that, Debenhams stores are closing is? What are you sensing?
Well, obviously, people are very concerned. It's worrying times and there's a lot of uncertainty. The amazing thing is that many of the shopkeepers and staff seem to be showing an incredible resilience, even in a fragile economy, and they're adapting the way they're working patterns, some of the discomforts like wearing face masks, and we're seeing, you know, a lot of positive support. But it does mean that people, when they lose their jobs, lose a sort of circle of friends, a support network, and obviously there's an economic impact on our towns and home communities.
When we talk about community, we often think about our local community, but of course that can be a work community as well. And those people working in high streets have seen some big changes. What particular pressures have you seen on owners and shop staff during the pandemic?
Well, it's been quite interesting because people often haven't talked about a lot of their concerns at the moment. It's as if there's a feeling of let's get through today. I think it may be well be sort of three months, 6 months, 9 months down the line that the feelings and thoughts, indeed faith, is considered or talked about. You know, we'll have more capacity there when we're out of the immediate crisis to recognise where we drew strength from, the people we miss, what really matters in our lives. Is having faith important, or is it indeed something to be explored?
And how will you be there as a town chaplain?
Well, I have a phone number, people can phone me up and I'm happy to listen. And I think actually this Christmas, one of the best gifts we can give to people is to give them time to listen to them, to let them feel that there's a safe place where they're not going to be judged or indeed fixed, because we can't just fix everything, but actually valued as individuals.
What about the shoppers? How can Christmas still be a special time of year for them when they shop? And I should also say the people who are going out and about to the pubs in the evening as well, because of course you're town centre chaplain, but you work very closely with the Guildford Street Angels as well.
Yes, that's right. Well, shopping in a way is living in community. This whole thing of community is something we've missed during the pandemic, isn't it? So when we go out shopping, we meet people, we see people, there's a buzz, we can appreciate window displays in the shops, Christmas lights. And certainly in the evening, the nighttime economy, probably about half our places at the moment while we're in Tier 2 are not opening. But many are adapting to be able to deliver these substantial meals and things. But I think the important thing is that through this, that we show acts of kindness to each other, be patient, and sometimes just a warm smile, I know it's a bit difficult behind masks, can help all of us to navigate these difficult times.
We hope, of course, that things will slowly return to normal with the news that the vaccine is going to be started to be given out next week. How will you be there as town centre chaplain in the longer term?
Well, I'm a constant in Guildford in that I'm sponsored as part of the Guildford Town Centre Chaplaincy by all the Christian churches in Guildford. So I liaise a lot with them, and so I'm able to make connections and all sorts of things and help people, point them in the right direction and just be there.
The Reverend Noel Cole, and I know many people will have said this, but it's lovely to talk to you in Advent as well, Noel. Thank you very much for being with us this morning, and thank you for what you do.
Thank you.